Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Sally. Hope you all are doing well and enjoying the long Memorial Day weekend. It's a holiday here in the U.S. and today is May 30th and it's about 11:47 in the morning. We're very pleased to bring to you a special guest, my soul partner, my wife, Laura Sally, and we're going to talk about what a husband and wife need to do to keep their relationship strong and healthy over a consistent period of time. So, Laura, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you very much, Mr. Sally, for inviting me here today.
You're most welcome. So, Laura, from your standpoint, what do you think a spouse and their partner needs to do to have a long-lasting, healthy relationship? Because we all know lots of things come in the way.
Well, first I'd like to say that I feel honored that you're asking me this. I know you and I have been married for 17 years now, and I would never have imagined that I would be married for this long. I feel it's I've had relationships before that didn't last, and I felt there was never going to be someone there for me, and then I met you. So it's been quite a whirlwind romance between you and I, and we've had plenty of ups and downs, and I'm honored that you're asking me this, because I do feel like I can share a lot with your followers and my friends and everyone about you and I and what we've overcome the last 17 years.
Absolutely. It's my privilege to have you on the show. So I know 17 years is a long time, but if you were to talk about some of the key things that have resulted in us continuing to be together, and God knows we've had our issues and troubles like every couple does, but we've powered through them. So if you were to highlight some of the main things that you feel are important for the longevity of a relationship, what would you say they are?
One of the things that I feel helped us strengthen our relationship and our bond is trying new things together. I think when we were first together, we would share each other's likes. Oh, I like this, I like that. And then we would kind of both like those things, and it made us strong together. And then in time, we started to separate and enjoy our things separately. And I think the one thing that we've done together is trying new things that neither one of us has done. And then we get to talk about what we didn't like about it, or what we both shared, or finding a new commonality, something new that we both like. And I think that helped us build our new bonds and new relationships, new threads, I guess you could say, you know, like an old fabric. There's got to be some new threads in there to hold the old pieces together.
That's a great analogy. I really like that. Now, what do you think the role of trust is in a relationship?
The role of trust is critical. I think without trust in each other, in your friendship, in your bond, trust that, you know, you're the ride and die partner of my life. I can't think of my life without you. That was critical. Before, I used to feel like I don't need him. I can be independent without him. I can go on without him. I think that when you have that mindset, then the relationship is doomed. You have to realize that you're partners, and you're going to be partners forever, and that you cannot live without each other. And that is true love right there. When you finally realize that I can't live without him, and he can't live without me, and our children can't live without us, then you realize that this is for the long haul, and you will be by each other's side forever and ever.
Absolutely. So trust is a foundation of any long-term relationship.
Yes, trust, and like I said, building new bonds, stronger bonds together, trying new things together, sharing new ideas, always something new. I think a lot of relationships, they get bored with each other because they're not exploring new activities together, new interests together. So all of that, you know, the trust is very critical. How can you trust someone and you're going to try new things with them and they don't know what they're doing? So there is some fear that's involved. But when you go through it together and you support each other through it, then, and it works out just fine, then your bond is stronger.
Okay, yes. So let's drill into that a little more. What are some of the things that can erode trust and dilute and diminish trust between a couple in a relationship over a period of time?
Well, I can give you an example of our relationship in the past. I know you talked about that, about how I would always go back to the past and bring up past incidences and episodes of bad things that had happened between us. And I think that did erode us to some point in our relationship, in that we did not, I would not let go of the past. If you've made a mistake, I would let you know you made that mistake and all of the things that happened because of that mistake. I would definitely point that out to you. I'm so sorry for doing that. But the one thing I feel that eroded us as well, besides me always, you know, bringing up the past, was that you lacked confidence in me. You, when we married, you always said I was a great partner. You were excited about getting married to me. But once we were married and had children, my role changed, and you just saw me as outflow and not really much of a strong component of our family. And I believe that that started to erode our relationship at one point. I was only the child care provider, food provider. You only saw me as a small part in our family, and that started to erode. So I feel that in a lot of relationships that happens. Oh my gosh, so many, that the wife forgets what contribution, or the other partner forgets what contribution they brought into the unit when they become one, and then it just diminishes and it erodes. Their contribution erodes, and then it becomes nothing, and then they feel like I have to leave in order to start over and build up again. And that's not necessarily true. In our relationship, I felt that way, but we built back up. And now I feel stronger. And there is so much more that we're doing together now because our bond is stronger. Yes, I was felt weak at that point, but then you made changes and I made changes. And now the bond is a lot stronger, like so much more stronger.
Absolutely. And what role do you think faith has in keeping a relationship healthy? A lot of people say a family that prays together stays together. What has your experience been in that relationship as far as faith is concerned?
In our relationship, initially, I would try to bring you to Christ. My goal was always to have a husband who believed in God and knew they had a faith-based relationship. And although we didn't start that way, I introduced you. You had not felt very, that connection wasn't there. But in time, in God's time, just like everything else, the realization hit you that, yes, I cannot do anything without my faith. I cannot do anything without my wife's, the faith in my, that my wife has in me and my family has in me. All of us brought you strength. But most importantly, you looked to God for that strength. And I feel that faith is a key component. And then all of us understanding that we're powerless, that we are, anything that happens to us is because of a higher power, is because of God, the gifts from God. Everything that we have today is our gifts from God. It is not because of our doing only. God has guided us to this, and you have to have that faith. So it is important in a relationship to pray together. If you read the Bible or the I'm not saying Christianity is the only faith. I'm saying in general, having a faith-based relationship, even if it's two different faiths, but as long as that realization is there that there is a higher power, that Sal Selly doesn't control the world, Laura Selly doesn't control the world, our kids don't. We have a plan, and if it's only in God's hands, that our plan works out.
That's very true. Sometimes we think we're making everything happen, but it's God's plan and God's timing. We still have to put in the effort, but it's His plan.
Exactly.
So, you know, those are some great points. I think when I speak to a lot of my peers and colleagues, and I see their relationships, they start off in the right way. But then over a period of time, as life gets more complicated and real life problems arise with kids, with finances, with jobs and layoffs and sometimes other issues come into the picture. People get busy with their own lives and they stop investing time in each other and in pleasing each other. Problems start getting larger and larger. And it's the small things that compound over a period of time. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, of course. There is a lot of stress factors that happen in life that can erode your relationship. Like you said, job losses, there could be infidelity, the lack of trust between each other turns to, that lack of trust is like
it's a major bullet through the armor.
Yeah. A major bullet through the armor. It's like a landslide. It demolishes so much. And to try and build back from that, it is hard. And it does happen. I mean, I have felt that way, like a landslide. Ruined my house, ruined my life. We were in a bad situation, but we took miles away, stepped back, and started over. And I think that is important too, is that couples realize that, yes, we've had a landslide. We've had the bullet through the armor. We've done this damage. Now, is it possible to bring it back together? And I believe that every relationship that started out with love will always end in love. And like I said, we had a whirlwind romance at the beginning, jet setting all around the world, and you know, having our families meet, and we were always laughing together. That won me. We were relaxed and we knew we had a plan together. Although we took some turns that were not, but we were together, that weren't that great, took us to some crazy places, but we made it. And we chose, though, we made that decision to try to make it work. But we had to step back. We had to separate. We had to step back and realize that, okay, I need to get back on my own feet. He needs to get back on his own feet. And let's start over again.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people think that it's easy to just end it and go your separate ways. And sometimes that may be the answer, but it takes a lot of effort to make it work. But the effort is so worth it in the end, not just for yourselves, but for your kids and their well-being and their confidence and security, and also for yourselves. So what advice would you give to folks that are thinking of throwing in the towel and going their separate ways?
You know, there are many reasons that people might couples are going through this right now. Like we said, we just came out of this pandemic. There's the economy, there's health issues, there's so many things that are going on that could be causing major stress factors, major stressful situations in relationships. But of course, I'm not gonna, somebody who is in an abusive relationship or has been abused by their spouse, I'm not gonna say that I'm not one to say that, oh, make that work. No, I don't want to. When there's a situation you have to leave, you have to leave, and your life is in danger, you go. But if it's other things, like in our relationship, you know, it was a different situation, and I was able to take a step back. And I think that is what is necessary, is to take a step back, separate, and then you don't even need to try to see. It will happen naturally. If you were naturally in love from the beginning, those natural attributes that you saw in him or you saw in her will come back naturally. And it will bring you back together. That's what I feel.
Okay, excellent. Last question. Is it helpful to sometimes get an external person to come and look at the situation, or is it better for you to try to figure this all out yourself?
You know, that is hard for me to answer, Mr. Selly, because we tried to have external help in our situation, and we tried different times and with different people, and it took some time for us to find the right one that helped us. But I think that timing plays a role in it. Timing. And
the reason I'm asking that is sometimes the relationship has gone so sideways and the trust has got so depleted that the bank balance, not the trust balance, is overdrawn. And at that point, even if the two individuals try to figure it out and make things work, it's so far out that it's not going to help. So I'm talking in situations like that, sometimes it helps if you have a trusted person that is helping you both come back together and maybe bridge the gap a little.
I think that every person needs their trusted person. I needed somebody to confide in, and you needed someone else. And I think one of the things that you did that was good is you became a part of the men's group. So you could bounce ideas off of your friends there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's so much more to talk about, and we absolutely will continue this in the next episodes. But I really want to thank you, Laura Selly, for coming on to the show and helping and sharing your side of the story and your perspective, which is such a critical perspective. So thank you again, and we will have you on the show many times moving forward.
Well, thanks again for inviting me, and I hope everyone enjoys.
Thank you. Friends, this is Sal and Laura Selly signing off. Thank you for listening. Till next time.